Okay, here is episode number 2. I really want people to get a feel for this. Here's what we're going to be talking about in this podcast. Episode 1 is kind of the introduction about the practical things that go on in business ownership. There's a lot of stuff that goes on day to day that you're not going to learn in a book. There's just so many things that are going to happen to you that you're going to have to learn on the fly. And one of the things that has just recently happened to me in my business is sometimes it's easy to forget who's actually paying you. Who is your audience? Always, 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 you have to remember who is paying you. And the reason I say that is because what happened the other day is somebody came into my kid's hair salon. It was a man. He walked in the door and his wife and his child were still out in the car coming in. So the husband came in and my manager said, "Hi, how are you?" Talked to him for a few minutes, told him that we didn't have any appointments left for the day. He said, "That's okay. We just want to come in. Our child is really scared and he just wants to check the place out." So we were like, "Great. Come on in, take a look around. I'm cleaning up my station over here," is what my manager told him. My front desk person was busy taking the trash out. And then the wife and the child walked in. And my stylist didn't acknowledge the wife. She'd already said hi to the husband. And they really just wanted to come in and check things out. About 30 seconds went by, and the husband turned to the wife and whispered something under his breath. And they both just turned to my manager and said, "How rude, this is just a terrible experience." And they turned around and walked out the door. My manager chased them out basically and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, what happened? Tell me what went on." And they couldn't really explain. They just said it was a bad experience, nobody acknowledged them. They were told that they don't get haircuts after 3 o'clock on a Friday, which was not what was said. And so there was just a whole misunderstanding. And it just feels awful for both sides when that happens, because the customer believes that what happened is their truth. And my manager believes that what happened is her truth. And she is not a rude person. So it got a little bit crazy and I had to figure it all out. Here's the conclusion that I came to. What we did on our side in the salon, and I wasn't there, but what happened is we forgot who the customer is. In the game of children's hair care, yes, we're cutting hair on the children, but the children aren't standing there with their wallet open, ready to pay us. But the moms are. It's not usually the dad, it's not usually grandma, it's the mom. And the mom has to be taken care of. We have to focus our energy and our effort on the mom. The child isn't making the decision. The child doesn't have a checkbook. The child doesn't have a wallet. The child doesn't have a credit card. They're not paying for this. If the mom is happy, they will continue to come back in and take care of things. Our mistake in that whole incident was the misunderstanding with the dad. My manager focused on the dad when he walked in and said hi. And really what needs to happen is, you know, it was okay that the dad said hi, but he totally misinterpreted the situation. My manager did not tell them they couldn't get a haircut after 3, but she told him we didn't have any more appointments available for the day. The mom didn't hear that. The mom might have interpreted the whole thing completely differently. The mom is the customer in children's hair care. The minute we start focusing our efforts back on that, it becomes completely clear. So what I challenge everybody to do is really understand who your customer is and remember that always. Ingrain it in your employees. Ingrain it in your own mind. When you're writing emails, when you're sending out text messages, remember who the customer is. Who is standing in front of you with their wallet open? In our case, it's the mom. It's the mom that we need to please. It's the mom that we need to cater to. Once we make that clear, everything else becomes easier. It's just a day-to-day tip that sometimes it's easy to lose sight of. And I just want people to really understand that it's important to understand in your mind, in the mind of your employees, who you're serving. It's really easy to do this. Here's some practical guideposts for this. Sit down and draw up what we call an avatar. And you may hear that phrase tossed around in marketing circles or in advertising circles. Really, an avatar is just, if you had your perfect client right in front of you, what would they look like? What would they say? What would they act like? And you can even give them a name. But let's clarify that avatar, that perfect client in our mind, because that's how you're going to target them. That's how you're going to address them. That's how you're going to market to them. That's how you decide what services to offer, how to appeal to them, what to charge, what they read, where they go. Do they own a house? Do they have an apartment? What kind of car do they drive? Do they drive a minivan or do they drive a sports car? Who is that perfect client? Where do their kids go to school? How many kids do they have? Do they have 2, 3, 4, 5? What is that number? And really be as detailed as possible in your avatar. And if you go out to get some paid advertising or paid marketing, any good marketing or advertising consultant is going to ask you this anyway. So if you do decide to outsource your own marketing, having an avatar is really helpful for your marketing consultants and professionals that might be coming to work with you in your business. So clarify your avatar, clarify who your customer is, and speak to them. Tell them your story. They want to give you money. You have to remember that. These people want to give you money. What value are you giving them? What value does this particular person get from doing business with you? And having that perfect avatar really can make that clear. So, again, practical tip, happens to me, and it's really easy to lose sight of, even for people who are experienced business owners. So I hope this helps you all today. Make your perfect avatar, remember who your perfect customer is, and then market the heck out of it to those people. All right, thank you everybody. Have a good day.